os dias de Sarvas before me, O Havas, and let the people bring you their gift. Let them come here, then let them speak, let us come here together to judge us, who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. It gave him as the dust to his horn, and as driven stumble to his path, he pursued him and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet, who had thought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning, as the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he, the furthest first name. But thou, Israel, art not earthen, Jacob, whom I have chosen, they are seed of Abraham, thy friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief thereof, and said unto thee, thou art not earthen, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will stop beating there. I am amazed how God at that time these things together. Sometimes it is in the Saul's held hard child's hand with the message sometimes it may just upon me other times like today God seemed to God Sunday school listen with my awesome I realize today that we all deal with things that cause worry and fear in our lives. We can post if we desire that we are fearful, Lord, afraid, but then we do all we can to feel safe and secure. Life has a way of creating worry and causing anxiety in our lives. But we realize so much is beyond our control. As we deal with the struggles we face in life, it at times would be easy to completely give over to anxiety and fear. But we realize that we have to look beyond ourselves to find help, find encouragement, find our strength in times of fear. Three times in this chapter, the Lord says the words, fear not. In the first hymn, he says, fear thou not. Verse 13, fear not, I will help thee. Verse 14, again, fear not, I am interested in why God says we can fear not. I believe that the answer is that God is saying in all of these verses, I am still on the throne. And that is what ought to help us with anxiety and fearful circumstances of life. First of all, God reviews His authority. In First is one. for God says he in verse 1, keep silence before people of islands and let the people renew their strength. God sets the stage like a courtroom stage, and he calls to the islands ideas from the ends of the earth. God says, I want you to keep silence before me. God says, I have something to say, and I want you to just be silent. Kind of reminds me of Psalm 46, first hymn, where he says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes God just desires us to keep silent. Sometimes God just desires us to be still and know that he's God. I realize he sends us to bring our burdens, carry our cares, lay them at the feet of the Lord. But sometimes he desires us to just be still, be silent, recognize that he is God Almighty on the throne. Verses 2-4. God asks some questions. He talks about who prays up the righteous man from the east, calls him the saved and patient, made him hold up for them. God is asking who controls all things. I'm glad that sometimes it does us well to stop, realize God controls all things. There is nothing catches God by surprise. There's nothing that God doesn't realize. But God controls all things in the past, but also the future. Because if you answer the question that God is asking, God is talking about king of Cyrus of Persia. It was God that brought him to where he was. But wait a minute. We got to realize God was talking about Cyrus over 100 years before he was ever born. When God was describing King Cyrus, he wasn't alive yet. That causes us to stand in awe that our God knows the past. Our God controls the future. There is nothing our God doesn't know. Thank God he's on the throne. Our church family is hurting so much right now. But the Lord put it on my heart today just to remind us God is still on the throne. God is almighty. God is all powerful. He hasn't diminished at all in his ability. God is still on the throne. Has God caught by surprise with cancer? Has God caught by surprise with heartaches? Has God caught by surprise with heart conditions? Was God caught by surprise with all of our situations? Not at all. Thank God he is on the throne. He reviews his authority. Secondly, God relates his priority. I realize that God is interested in our world. I realize that God cares about what is happening in America. God is interested in world events. God cares about those things. But I remind you that God's priority is his children. Although God cares about world events, God is interested primarily in those that are his home. He talks about how that God is on the throne. How that God knows the past and the future. But notice verse 8. He says, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, thy friend. As it relates to our text, all I know, God was talking about Israel. But I realize in the broader picture, God is talking about His children. He says, thou art my servant. We are God's possession. And I realize, out of all that happens in the world, God is interested in us, our lives, our situations, our heartaches, our sorrows. God cares about us. But let me take that a step farther. God takes our circumstances, our situations, our difficulties, and through them, God reveals Himself to this world. God often in our difficulties reveals Himself more clearly in our losses. God reveals His grace, power, sorrows. God reveals His power in our tragedies. God reveals His mercy. Let the world see it. Recognize that He is God. Here He is and holds on that says something like this. God likes to work with nothing else in. I know this in verse 17. He says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land streams of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shita tree, and the myrtle, and the laurel tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. God says, I'll put water in your desert. I will plant trees in your wilderness. I will make a way where it seems there's no way. I'll do it because you're my people. I'll help you. I'll strengthen you. I'll be there because you're mine. Then everybody might see it. And oh my God. God can do that. Right in the middle of those things that causes fear. And lastly, God reveals His sympathy. First He is fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. With the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, he says four things quickly. First of all, promises that he is with us. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Thank God, no matter what we face, God says, I'm with you. I'll be right there. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to wonder about it. God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. God is with us. God is for us. He says, for I am thy God. I did this. I'm on your side. I'm on your side. Whatever you face, I'm on your side. If I ask, what does it matter who or what's against us when God is for us? But then he says, God is by us. First him, I will strip thee. Yea, I will help thee. Idea is to be by our side. Let me never alone. I have been operating those several occasions. I know what it is when they say, all right, give hugs and kisses and go wait out there. I know what it is when you're all alone, with a surgical team, but yet you're never alone. God says, I am by your side, right there with you. Then he says, in the latter part, I will uphold thee with the right hand of thy righteousness. Thy righteousness. God is saying, I will hold you up. And the idea is to have up more to carry. Isaiah 46 and 4. God says, and even through your old age, I am he. And even to poor heirs, will I carry you? I have paid, I will bear, even I will carry and deliver you. God says, even when you don't think you make it, I'll carry you. I'll carry you. I've been there, son. I have had those occasions in myself. So now, so worn by life, it was there. I found God in my weakness, picked me up, and carried me. Thank God that's a promise. That is assurance. I go back to verse 1. Where he says, keep silence before the whole island, and let the people renew their strength. That reminds you of anything. Look at the last verse, chapter 40. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Both times that word renew is the idea of it changing our weakness for his strength. We'll only do that when we realize God's on the throne. God is still the one in charge. God still has all ability to meet the needs of our lives. Doesn't mean at times life will be hard. Doesn't mean at times difficult things will face. But it does mean God will be with us by our side, helping us and if need be, he will carry us, carry us through. That's the message of my heart, Brother Kevin, ask you to get us home. There may be a need, some heart. I'll ask you to stand. God has touched your heart. This altar's open. I invite you to come to him.
Now we stand.